welcome to the Cleaning with Chemistry podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Fantuzzo, assistant professor of chemistry at Roberts Wesleyan College.
Okay. No, but just get him out for a little while.
If you come back in, you're going to need to, like, take him straight upstairs.
Or just don't come back in.
No, maybe he shouldn't come back in because then the door is going to open.
Right.
Will you pause for a second? No big deal.
Okay. I'll try again. Try not to screw it up.
Seriously. All right. Ready? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Cleaning with Chemistry podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Fantuzzo, assistant professor of chemistry at Roberts Wesleyan College. On today's episode, we are answering the question, vinegar and baking soda, magic or myth? With me, as always, is my co-host, Joe Fantuzzo. Joe.
Thanks for having me, Courtney. Last week we were having a conversation. Obviously, we are married. We have an oven that needs some cleaning, and I was going to use baking soda and vinegar to clean it. I've seen that that is the way to go, and you were telling me that it might not be the best method of cleaning the oven. So I'm hard-headed. I decided I was going to do it anyways and prove the internet right. And you were explaining to me that there may be better methods. So why do people think that baking soda and vinegar are the best form of cleaning? And why may it not be?
Sure. Well, vinegar and baking soda, people tend to think can deodorize, take care of different cleaning of different grease stains and things like that. But I feel that when you have vinegar and baking soda and you're mixing that together, you technically have sodium bicarbonate and you have acetic acid that you're bringing together, and you're forming sodium acetate, which is a salt, and you're forming water, which we all are familiar with water, and carbon dioxide, right? So there's your gas right there that you're forming. But really, when you think about just forming a salt and water, it doesn't seem like that's going to give you the best cleaning power that you need.
So, okay, so then what is the actual advantage of using it? Is it bubbles that are cleaning things, right? Everybody sees all these bubbles form in the reaction, and it seems like, well, bubbles, we associate bubbles with cleaning. Is that what it is?
Right. Well, we've all seen the kids' science experiment with the volcano, right? And those carbon dioxide bubbles that are released. So really, it's got to be more of those bubbles that are just helping to release some of the dirt or the grease or whatever from the oven that you're trying to clean. And you were also scrubbing, right?
Mm-hmm. And as you know, maybe the listeners don't know, but as you know, I'm extremely handsome and good looking and buff. And maybe, okay, that's enough of you. That's probably what the actual real cleaning was. Is that what you were saying? The mechanical action of scrubbing?
Mm-hmm. And that can work also. I think just from that scrubbing action, that could also work, and that's even using it without the vinegar.
So would there be a benefit to me mixing other chemicals or cleaning solutions with baking soda and vinegar? Would that be something that could be beneficial, or might that be dangerous in a way?
Right. Well, we don't want to just randomly start mixing things together. We've all heard that you don't want to mix ammonia with bleach when you're doing your laundry because you can form potentially poisonous gases, right? Mm. So we don't want to just start doing those types of things. But vinegar itself can be a really good just kind of natural cleaner to wipe down your counters and deodorize and keep things fresh. And baking soda can be used, like I said earlier, to help scrub out certain stains or spills on the carpet, kind of soak up and dry out and then kind of remove that. So separately, they can be also used. And then, yeah, if you want to put those two together, that's fine. If you want to use the bubble action to help.
So what about for cleaning other metals, right? So, you know, we're talking about cleaning maybe an oven, the glass on the front or the bottom. Vinegar, I've heard, cleans copper well.
Right.
Right. What about other metals? If I put it on steel or if I put it on aluminum, is that going to do anything to it? Or what about like a cast iron pan? If I put vinegar in there and it's got a little bit of rust on it, is that going to take rust away? Or what would that do?
Sure. Okay. So vinegar can be really helpful for getting metals clean. If we do have some of those copper pans that were very popular back in the day. And also for coins, if you have really dirty coins, you may have seen people put like pennies in vinegar with some salt. That can be helpful in cleaning in that type of way.
What's happening with the vinegar and the metal? Like, why does it work so well on copper and it might not work so well on something else? Is it a mechanical thing or is it an actual chemical reaction?
Mm-hmm. So vinegar is really good that you can help to use that when you're cleaning metals. And if you're soaking it in vinegar, then afterwards you'll want to rinse it with water and baking soda if you mix that together. And then that way that will neutralize it, because you want to remember that whenever you're using vinegar, that's acidic. So afterwards you can use something basic with the baking soda and water mixture to rinse that off and neutralize it.
So it seems like in certain situations, maybe the bubbles of the reaction may help in one situation, but in another situation, it's actually more of a chemical reaction, like actually eating away the oxidation, like on a penny or on a pan or something like that. So it kind of does, maybe everybody thinks that it's such a good cleaning, you know, agent or whatever, but it does, it's actually doing different things in different situations.
Right.
So what about something like oil? Like if I have an oil stain in my garage, can I take baking soda and vinegar and dump it on there and clean it off that way as well? Or will that...
See, that's where I find that wouldn't be effective, because if you're mostly making water from a neutralization reaction, your water and your oil are not going to mix. You want something that would be similar in chemical properties to your oil, because like dissolves like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to get rid of that with something else that
So maybe like a dish soap,
right,
or something like that might be more effective.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe going back on what the chemical or what the reaction would be good to clean.
No.
As you could hear in the background, we have a dog, and let's just say, and several children. So let's just say that we have a situation. The dog wanted to go outside. The kids were on their phone. They didn't let the dog out. The dog goes on the carpet or the dog goes on the couch. I want to clean up a urine stain now. Is baking soda and vinegar going to be something that's effective to clean that?
So again,
is it better to do like one or the other? What would you do there?
In my opinion, like I said before, if you're mixing the two together, you're really just forming these bubbles, water, the salt, right? If you're trying to take care of dog urine, and certain, or even other spills like on the carpet generally, like juice, like grape juice, the kids spill grape juice or something, I have found that the baking soda, by just sprinkling the straight baking soda to that, that's basic, that's neutralizing anything that's acidic now that was in the stain. That can be an effective cleaner, and you let that sit, and then you can wipe that up, vacuum that up. That I would say that to lean towards that rather than thinking of mixing the two together beforehand, because then, again, you're just making this deodorizer, you're making this bubbly substance.
So, you know, you're obviously a chemist and I'm not, and I feel like it's best to throw every chemical that we have in the house at something, mix it together. But it sounds like that's not necessarily the best case. More isn't always better,
right,
in this kind of a situation.
Right. We want to be careful in what you're doing.
Am I going to burn our house down?
Right. I mean, you don't
maybe.
We don't want to just start mixing things together. We do know that vinegar and baking soda are okay to mix together.
It seems like some of the the marketing on laundry detergent, it's like with baking soda or what is the point? Why are they pushing that as a benefit? Like, should I just add more to all of my products? Again, I'm the dope and I think that adding more is always better. Does that work or does that not do anything? What is it supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Shampoo, because that's going to be pH balanced and that's going to be closer to 7, right, neutral. But your laundry detergent is going to be more basic,
mm-hmm.
and in general, so that's why we kind of think of it like on the same line as baking soda, as a similar.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in my mind, it all comes down to acidity, pH, what you're trying to do.
I think a lot of folks are going to find the conversation eye-opening. I know that I did. I appreciate all of your insight and your expertise on it. What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to continue talking about this type of thing, but we're going to talk more about combining household chemicals to find out specifically which ones are safe and which ones are potentially lethal. So don't miss what's coming up next week. Remember to leave a review in your podcast app and subscribe for more clean chemistry content. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. That was good, really good.